Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA, and I am feeling salty. So salty.
She is super salty. I had to hear about it all day.
All this time, we've been waiting for approval from Bravo Andy. Little did we know, all this time, he's just been waiting to steal our shit.
He definitely stole our idea.
I am like livid. You know, you don't ask us to bartend. We pay our way to New York too. Like, we don't need first class tickets. We'll take a middle seat on United to New Jersey and we'll go into the city.
I have miles. I mean, also, We just want to do the April bartending in LA.
Yeah.
I would ask for, all I would ask for in return is a night at a hotel. Even though I could sleep at Courtney's house, I just think we'd have more fun in a hotel.
Yeah. But now I don't even think I want it anymore.
No. Yeah, you do.
Let's just say what happened. So for those of you who have participated in our March Madness bracket of the hottest male Bravo celebrities, appreciate it. Well, today on Radio Andy, he decided to do his hottest male Bravo celebrities. And he even used season one Jax.
Okay. I am going to let this slide a little. Okay. Okay.
If he said this was, like, based off of an idea from two, if he gave us, like, an ounce of credit for it, 100, it's great. Let bygones be bygones.
I do think he just had an intern probably came to him and was like, hey, these girls did this funny thing. You should do it too.
Oh, I don't think it's actually him, because let's be honest, he probably, like, really doesn't know about us, even though we want him to. But these stupid interns, they took our idea, and I'm just not okay with it. And now I'm salty, and I'm in a bad mood, and I'm going to take it out on you, Mary.
Okay. I'll lift up your spirits. I'm going to change your salty attitude into a salted margarita.
Okay, please. How are you going to do that? Are you going to tell me about
We're just going to have fun talking.
Are you going to tell me about what you did this past weekend?
Oh. I am very close to being banned on Uber.
What happened?
So I took an Uber home on Saturday night, and I look the next day, I'm like, huh. I have an email from Uber saying, they're literally saying, you don't have to respond to this email, but you brought alcohol in your Uber. The next time you do this, we will ban you. I was like, huh. It's interesting. I was like, why did I bring a beer on my ride home from the bars? Why? How did I get it out of the bar?
Yeah,
I don't know.
What bouncer let you leave with that?
I don't know, but I guess I needed to take home a road soda.
A road soda.
And then apparently, guys, when you take home a road soda and you've had too many of the sodas, you will clearly spill it all over the car and then get an additional $80 charge from Uber for spilling the alcoholic beverage that was in the car that you should have never had in the car. So altogether, my $6 Uber ride cost me $98. $18 for the actual ride and $80 for the cleanup fee.
I mean,
I'm switching to Lyft.
It's so good.
It's a bad game. My rating's really down right now.
Oh, and what did you end up rating that Uber driver?
A one. I gave him a one.
One star only.
I was like, this guy's a jerk.
He doesn't understand. I'm Irish.
This is my heritage day.
This is a day all about me and getting drunk.
No, and it was so depressing because I got the charge like the following day, and I was like, what is this $80 Uber charge? How could that ride have been $80?
It could have been worse, because I'm pretty sure that if you throw up in their car, they charge you like $200.
I did a lot of research, and I actually asked them to send me the photo of the spill.
It's so good.
Maybe I'll put that on the story tomorrow.
Yeah. Maybe that's how you let people know the new podcast is up.
I will.
It's so good, you guys. I, on St. Patrick's Day, went to a 90s cover band where the lead singer was Darren Criss.
It looks like a blast.
It was so fun. First off, I have this like new obsession with him because I've been watching The Assassination of Gianni Versace. So even though he's super creepy on that, he's also like endearing to me as a person. So
I keep on saying, you gotta watch it.
Yeah, okay, so what was really funny, though, is, like, his fly was, like, half down. So he was wearing, like, an all green. And my friend, Shelly, kept, like, hitting me and be like, I gotta tell him. Because we were standing right in the front. Like, he was literally, like, a foot in front of us. She's like, I gotta tell him. I'm gonna tell him during a song break. And mind you, we had had a few road sodas ourselves. And I'm like, don't do it, Shelly. Like, just don't do it. She's like, I gotta tell him. And she's like, Darren! And I'm like, no! And then she just never told him. So he did the whole thing with a half fly down. But you know what?
Oh,
I was hoping it would fall down a little bit more.
Ooh.
Yeah. And apparently, too, January Jones and Nick Viall were there.
What? Yeah. I would have died to see that.
I didn't see them, but somebody sent it to us.
Interesting. I know, yeah. It's kind of like the Sundance crew. I kind of felt left out.
Yeah, but we let you know, hey, Mary, this is what we're doing. You have to come to LA.
No, you didn't tell me that.
Oh, right. Somebody texted you a trailer. Never mind. I thought that we had the text chain going again. My bad.
I feel like really included though when you do put me on that text chain because I'm the only one that doesn't live there.
Right, right. You're like you're an honorary LA member. But we don't really need you here that often because
you don't want to have $80 Uber ride?
Right, exactly. It's like when I go to Coachella and then I need 5 days to recover after. Like that's how I feel when you come to town.
That's lucky for you. That it doesn't take you a month.
Okay.
Most people go into detox mode after hanging out with me.
I mean,
or rehab.
Yeah. Like, you're the person that, like, people call when they're like, we need our person. Like, we need, like, Aunt Vicky to understand that she has a problem. We're like, okay, call Mary. Have them hang out for a weekend. Aunt Vicky is checking herself into rehab come Monday. Is that right?
No. I'm a good girl.
Okay. So, I wanted to, there's something before we get into everything that I needed to ask you about because it's just been, like, on my mind since the pictures came out. And that is Ben Affleck's Phoenix tattoo on his back.
You know,
you've stuck with him through the affair with the nanny, through him becoming Batman, through him getting a little bit fat, through him jiggly days, through him going to rehab for alcohol, gambling addictions. Have you reached the final straw yet with this horrible Phoenix tattoo that takes over his entire back? Colored. It's colored.
Absolutely not. I am always a loyalist. Okay. I'll stick through you through thin times, fat times.
Through the literal thick and thin.
Through thick and thin. You know, the obsession started with Armageddon, 7th grade, in my locker for a full year.
The movie or like a movie poster?
Like a picture of Ben Affleck in Armageddon. That was like my 7th grade locker.
Would
like
you
all
cut
over.
It out of like Teen Magazine?
Totally. I've always liked him. And
what about the Goodwill Hunting days? Wasn't that before?
Yeah, but he we didn't know he was so cute then.
Oh, okay.
Matt Damon was the star.
Right, right. And that's when he still had his wooden teeth. Ben Affleck had wooden teeth? Like he had to get his teeth like capped.
They're not wooden.
I know. I think his new teeth that he got were wooden teeth or something.
By like veneers.
Yeah, but I think they were like wooden. They're like George Washington style.
No, he has good teeth.
Look it up.
Okay.
So you're still on the Affleck train.
Yes, and I'll be on his train. I'll be on Vince Vaughn's train.
Is train code for your penis? I'm just asking because you're on a lot of trains over there.
Pull up to the station.
All aboard.
What did they say to Sonia? They're like, didn't they say there's like a station joke about Sonia?
I'm sure.
Okay. Riding Sonia probably.
Got it. Let's talk about our brackets.
But yeah, no, I'm okay. I mean, it's not ideal for me, that tattoo, but.
You're gonna, okay.
I could get over it.
Okay. It's bad though, right?
It's not great. I would probably be like, you can never sleep with your back to me.
Right. As the Countess once said, even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes.
Okay. Do you think anybody made a mistake on these brackets? Because the winner, the final two were Austin from
Southern Charm
and Mauricio.
John Turturro.
You guys,
I've never had so many people comment on a photo letting us know that we had put a photo of John Turturro up with the winning picture of Mauricio. Like, we know.
We planned that.
That was all part of the joke.
The best part about that was that So I was like, oh, do a side-by-side on the final. And then Courtney sends me the final four pictures of Mauricio and John. And I was like, literally, I was like, wait, which one is it? And I knew about the joke. I was like, wait, is it number two or three?
Huh. One of these things is not like the other.
Yeah.
I just was like laughing because it was like everybody having to tell us like, that third picture doesn't look like him. It's like, yeah, we know. We know. We know.
Then I tagged Mauricio in it.
Why? That was the worst part. It's like,
I thought it was funny.
Like, but what was a travesty is the fact that Steve Gold, which I will clearly not let anybody forget.
It's the funniest thing, though.
How did he not? He should have won the entire thing. I'm sorry. He's hotter than Austin. He's hotter than Mauricio. Like, he should have won the entire. You know what? And what's funny, too, about Andy Cohen's little list is Steve Gold didn't even make it. So he must not have saw our idea until after round one.
Right.
Right.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
True.
What do you think of Steve Gold?
Oh, I mean, I watched Million Dollar Listing.
Like, I would literally choke so that he had to run up and give me the Heimlich maneuver.
Well, not the Heimlich. You want mouth to mouth, honey.
No. I want the Heimlich because I want the hug. Then I'm going to go drown in the pool, so then he has to CPR me.
Okay. Okay.
Like,
sounds like a plan. Sounds like he got it all worked out.
Well, you know, you got to get the attention somehow. It worked with Wendy Peppercorn in Sandlot, so.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, exactly. But I couldn't believe that Steve Gold didn't make it that far. I couldn't believe Sandoval made it to the final four. The guy who shaves his forehead.
It's exfoliation.
I'm not sure what everybody was thinking. And then I get yelled at for not putting photos up.
Do you guys know how much work that is?
You guys.
We have real jobs.
I have a real job that I try to do during the day. And so when I have to do this as well, it is taking time away from my job. I'm sorry, you gotta Google. Let me tell you something about Insta stories. You can hold your finger on the actual story. It will pause the story. You can read whatever you need to. Two, if you miss one, you can click on the left side of your phone and it'll take you back to the previous story. Three, if you don't answer a poll, you can pause, you can get out of the story. You can Google, and then you can come back in.
Good. Well, I'm glad you really know how to use Insta Story.
Well, you know. Anyways, it just was something. But I thought the polls were actually very fun because a lot of people don't like to participate in March Madness. But considering it takes over everybody's March, we would do our own Bravo one. So right now we have up our Bravo Housewives you'd most that were either fired, let go, quote unquote, quit, Lydia. She didn't even make the cut though.
Who are you going for?
I'm not going for anyone in particular, but I do feel like it will come between Jill and Camille.
I agree with that.
Who are you pulling for, Jill?
Okay. I'm like going for Knickerbocker, which she's not even gonna get past the first round.
Tammy Knickerbocker?
I want some of the original girls, or like Gina, justice for Gina.
How is Gina doing right now?
Let's see here.
I mean, a lot of these are landslides, but what's interesting
Camille
to me.
Camille has 91. Do people even remember Aviva? I mean, she threw her fucking leg. Also, that was iconic.
Like, also what I want to say to people too is I realize that we are human. We make mistakes. When I had like 400 people DM me to tell me that I put the wrong city for Taylor Armstrong. I was like, yeah, I got it. I'm sorry. And then I spelled Aviva's name wrong because it autocorrected to Avila because there's this place called Avila's El Ranchito. And so autocorrected. And then everybody's like, you spelled it wrong. Did you know this? I'm like, I know. And you know what?
Once again, I have a real job.
And
actually,
you know what?
Speaking of real jobs, sorry.
What?
Go ahead.
No, just...
Speaking of real jobs, the podcast is going to get a little messed up. Well, are we doing it next week? I can't remember.
Yes.
Because I'm going to be away for 2 weeks in a row.
Yes.
So we're probably going to do some extra special different podcasts.
So we're going to be a little bit late next week because you're out of town next week, correct?
And the next week.
So next week it'll be late. It'll probably be like on a Friday. So we apologize. You'll not have a Friday morning ride, but you will have it there for Monday morning or Saturday or whenever you want to listen to it. And then the week after, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. So stay tuned for that. But blame Mary for everything.
No, we might have a really fun guest for you.
Yeah. Okay, fine. We're going to have fun guests, but whatever, still. Like, you're going to be stuck with me. Summer Mary is taking advantage
of the team. Summer Mary's on spring break.
Yes, spring break Mary is
alive and well.
Yes, where you'll be staying at the same hotel as Vanderpump Rules.
So, I think they move hotels because I'm not staying at the hotel that was featured on this week's episode.
What?
But my sister stayed with them at the Thompson Hotel, but maybe they stay at this nicer one first and then go.
Yeah, it looked like they were at the Andaz.
Yeah. Huh. But, my sister.
Should we just get into Vanderpump?
Yes.
Okay. We'll do other things before. But since we're talking about it.
We get a glimpse into what Lala's performance is going to be like at the Phoenix. Have you ever been there?
Of course I have. And it's like, what? There's not music at the Phoenix. Like, it just, Phoenix is next door to Tocamadera.
Oh, so it's like all on the same block.
Like everywhere they go, it's like what I don't like about Vanderpump, and this is the same problem I'm starting to have with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills too. Well, Vanderpump is okay.
All WeHo.
But it's all WeHo, and it's all places like I frequent. Like I frequent the Phoenix often. It's where I've tried my first old fashioned and then proceed to have four more and then made my friend order me Domino's and I passed out within three and a half minutes. Like I have places. The Phoenix used to be something to me, and now it's not.
Mm. Well, it's something to Black Elvis and Sean, too. Where's Sean 1? was my question. Is like Sean 1 like Sean Puffy Combs? Like,
oh.
I don't know. Who are these guys?
I don't know. What do we think about this?
What did she claim they were? Producers or?
Yeah, they were on the episode when Sheena was singing yo 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 yo.
Like I'm loving you, like I'm loving you.
Nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. James, it's not about you. It is not about you. Like, I'm not sure what we're doing with this performance. Like, is this going to be a big thing? How long? When is it happening? We're in Mexico for 3 episodes, hopefully. Like,
I think the performance is going to be the season finale because they'll have, like, one last group party.
But, like, it's not going to be at Sur?
Oh, touche.
It just seems weird. I don't know. It's just, I like the team up of Stassi and Lala, though.
Pussy power!
Yeah, but no, not that. Just I like them. Like, they taped their reunion this week.
Yeah, and they were sitting next to each other.
It's kind of funny. They were taping the reunion. Like, all the girls were in each other's Insta stories, except for Gretchen Wieners.
You mean Sheena?
Yes, Sheena was, like, not in anybody. She's put way too many fillers in her face. People have pointed out she looks like Donatella Versace now. And nobody ever wants to be compared to that.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
Yeah, but it's kind of interesting, though, because didn't Lala call out Stassi last week, and now this week they're, like, best friends, and so, and it's, the show is very interesting.
Well, they're just, like, gangster bitches that get the job done.
Yeah.
She's, like, so hood now. I don't really like that.
What? Well, but
like you're from Utah
because of Tupac, though.
Right.
Okay.
I did love Stassi's comment. She's like, I'm not really into music. I listen to the Game of Thrones soundtrack, reggae, and show tunes.
Which is like the Game of Thrones soundtrack. It's not really a soundtrack as much as like da 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 da.
Probably her pregame songs.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. What did you think about Jax making Brittany leave for Kelsey?
The way he was talking to her was so horrible. This is the highlight of my week. and I'm just asking you nicely to be scarce.
Like, not even go upstairs to the room. He's like, and take the dogs with you while you're at it. I've got to clean.
Yeah, yeah. I am going to lay out my croissants and clean for Kelsey.
I don't understand why they're even... I mean, she's legit married. Why are we trying to make this a storyline? Like, and I don't think that she... I really think that she thinks this is going to, like, build her business. And little does she know that they're like, oh, actually, we're just, like, setting you up for a storyline to be, like, hooking up with Jax.
I almost think it's more about him trying to make Brittany jealous. He's such a manipulator. Like, he already has the story planned out. And I think he's just... He's trying to get Brittany to break up with him. And so he's using all these tactics. Mm-hmm. Like, he is,
like, belittling her, kicking her out of her own place, like, flirting with girls in front of her, making up fake jobs to leave her.
Right? No. Or almost more that he's convincing her that this woman, Kelsey, is treating him better and calming him down and making him a better person, and she can't do that.
I want to, like, smack her across the face and be like, wake up, but I also, like, my heart hurts for her when she's like, he's like, you know, Kelsey calls me Jason. I know. And she's like, how come I can't call you Jason? And he's it's just like, it's for people who, like, I want to know me as Jason. Like, everything was just like he bought her croissants and she's like, oh, you got us croissants. He's like, uh-huh. He's like, from your favorite bakery.
No, the Jax Whisperer, he's calling her. I mean, I don't know.
It's just,
and
it's embarrassing. And then
they had too long of a hug.
Well, yeah, but I feel, do you think that Jax is doing it? Like, I think first off, yes, Jax wants to fuck anything with a hole, but, like, do you think that he, like, purposely set up this story? Like, he's setting it up because he wants Brittany to break up with him.
Like, yeah, he's not even really interested. He's manipulating her to make her feel jealous and insecure that this woman is making him better, kinder, and treating her nicer than she does.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what? Let's...
Oh, God, he's such a sociopath. Like, it's, flipping this all on her.
He's disgusting, but, I mean, he must be doing something right because he got a really fabulous job offer.
Okay, when he said this job offer, I was like, what hockey team's in Tampa?
So there's the Tampa Bay Lightning, who are actually very good.
Okay.
However, so basically it sounds like his friend, let's just call him, like, Dan. Dan called Jax, is like, Jax, great opportunity for you. I've seen how well you are on social media, that you can't spell and that you basically degrade women and that you, like, yell at people. And I think you could be the voice for the Tampa Bay Lightning. And I'd love to offer you the director of social media marketing and move to Tampa.
Which you wouldn't even have to do because you can do that all online.
But not even that.
I just kept on thinking working from home.
But also, I'm just like, you don't even have a college degree. And, like, somebody just offered you a job. You were literally horrible at social media. He's not,
but this is
good at
this
it.
His dream job. His whole life he's wanted to work in hockey. Brittany's like, I didn't even know you played hockey.
But not even that. It's like, your whole life you wanted to work in hockey. Why haven't you been pursuing it then?
I think he's just like, I think there is a part of him that really does want to get out of LA. Like, he's exhausted all the resources here.
And he snorted all the pasta.
Yeah. The pasta's gone. Oh, the pasta's run out for
him. I'm sure in reality he looks at it and he's like, I'm a 38-year-old loser.
Yeah.
Like, I could fare better being outside of this. However, I'm kind of addicted to the fame and I don't want to necessarily leave in that sense.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the devil's on his shoulders.
Everybody knew that this job offer was completely made up.
But what kind of pissed me off is when Brittany was like, well, I don't want to leave LA because, like, I want to help disabled children. And, like, that's my dream. And I'm like, well, what happened when your dream of keeping Postmates in business seemed to not get in the way of this. And you don't think that you could help disabled people in Florida?
No, I didn't think it was about that. It was just about him, like,
Do you think
him calling the shots and making her move wherever she wants to go, even though she just made a life in LA and is loving it?
No, but I also feel like what he's trying to do too. First off, he made up this job because, you know, Tom is happening and his friends now have like are going to have a successful business. So he's like, oh, shit, like I'm still just a bartender. Like they didn't even offer me the manager role, which he would be horrible at as well. But and then I think he wanted to basically say that he got this job. So he made this job up. And then he's going to say, hey, Brittany, like when Brittany's like, you cheated on me. He'd be like, well, you made me give up my dream job for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Manipulative.
Totally. But I also loved when he told the Toms about the job and it's like, Tom Schwartz, you wouldn't be my neighbor anymore?
And Tom Sandoval was like, you're moving? What? Like,
Sandoval was like crying. He's like, the band's breaking up.
It's also
Jacks for like 15 years.
Weren't they living together in Florida?
Yeah. And then all the girls were like, this job is not real.
Yeah, the guys didn't even second guess it. And all the Katie's like, he can't even spell.
You remember the fitness app? Remember the sweaters? Like everyone else is calling BS on it. And the Tom's like, oh, the band's breaking up.
I loved when the girls were like, fuck that shit. They were like, absolutely not. Okay. So, are you going to talk about Shayna and Rob?
Okay. You guys, I don't think he was on last week, but when he was on this week, I like got giddy. I was like, I met him in person. I was like looking at the screen, and I was like, yeah. I was like, God, he looks so much better in real life.
I was going to say, he looks like very bloated on screen. Like, I do not find, after this week's episode, I was like, Robert, I'm not okay with this. Clearly, he's with Sheena. He's using Sheena.
Didn't get in deep into those blue eyes.
I mean, they did look very nice with that blue shirt, I will say. But she's like, hey, Rob, I cooked for you.
Was that Chick-fil-A?
It looked like Chick-fil-A, but I didn't know that they had wraps, which then I'm like, well, kind of looks delicious.
I've never been to Chick-fil-A, but I thought I saw a Chick-fil-A logo.
Yeah, I thought that too until the wraps came out, and that's why I got a little confused. But they must have wraps. I don't know. I don't go to Chick-fil-A that often. I live near a McDonald's, so that's kind of my go-to if I need something.
I've never been to a Chick-fil-A, so I'm not an expert.
Well, they're closed on Sundays, so don't even try.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, religious reasons. Yeah, it's religious reasons.
That is silly.
And the best part, so what makes me giggle is that the Atlanta Falcons, their stadium, they put Chick-fil-A's in there.
Oh, but they're closed for Sunday.
Yeah, like you can't get Chick-fil-A at the stadium on Sundays.
And they only have like Sunday games.
Right.
Well, I mean, sometimes people, like a Monday.
Yeah, but and people play like, I'm sure like there'll be soccer games there and like other events or something, but it just kind of cracked me up that like, why would you have Chick-fil-A be one of your main vendors when they're not open on your main sports day? That's neither here nor there, though. Let's talk divorce closet.
Oh, my God. So she's like, so what's my role in this?
It's like, also, it's like, so you guys might not know, but like, oh, you're kind of joining a saturated market. eBay.
I was like, basically, I was like, Craigslist.
Craigslist. Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
I don't know, just like selling.
How would you differentiate that this is from divorced people versus shit I just don't want anymore?
Also, Craigslist. You know what would be great too? It's like maybe if you just gave your ex-husband his snowboard back instead of selling it. How is Shay going to go to Mammoth?
Poor Shay.
Shay popped up on my Bumble the other day again.
Did you try to match?
No, I denied it.
Oh, come on.
He hasn't updated his photo since last time, and I just feel like I need a little bit more effort.
Boring. Okay. But yeah, basically, Sheena's role, and Rob's totally conning her. It's like, well, I have this idea, like, you're going to be the face of it.
Do you think that she knows what equity is?
I would have majority equity.
Do you think she knows what equity is?
No, because then she's like, oh, I'm just getting lost in your blue eyes.
She's like,
and then.
We're going to be married.
So I'm officially divorced. I have the timer going. I'm really into timers this year. I wish you would, like, go around with timers at the reunion. Like, wear some stopwatches.
Like, play it. That would make her – that would be that she would know she's self-aware, though.
Yeah.
And we all know Sheena's not.
And then she's like, and the next time I'm married, it's going to be to you. And then he's just like, wow. And he can't make eye contact. I was like, oh, brutal.
It's brutal. It's like I almost feel bad for her because I assume we see more of them, like, he's obviously saying things to her, like, behind closed doors. He did this, like, really weird Q&A on his Instagram yesterday where he's like, ask me anything and I'll respond with a yes or a no.
So he's just thirsty. I mean, he invited me to a party.
I know. And look at you. You've been trapped by him. You're Rob Sess.
I ran over there. And you guys, he posted that he was
at a restaurant.
A photo at this cafe, which is in the same little town that I work in. And I was like, wait, he's at that cafe? I was like, there has to be more than one of them. And it wasn't. I was like, Courtney, what should I do? Should I go meet him for a coffee? And then I was like, what? Who am I? This is psycho. I've already met him. Who cares?
Like, the relationship's done. You need zero more contact with him.
I know. I'm trying to be cool, but I can't.
He is very Mary's type, like a little bit burly. Yeah, like weathered. A scruff.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, leather?
Weathered.
Oh, weathered. I thought you said leather. I was like, please tell me more.
I just like 40-year-olds.
Wait. Yeah, well, he's like 36.
But I've liked 40-year-olds since I was 21 years old. And then I feel like when I'm 60 years old, I'm still going to like 40-year-olds.
I keep getting older. They stay the same age. All right. Okay. So back to Mexico. So something I had a question with, and I was hoping maybe you could decipher.
Sure.
When Tom was like, brought out a straight iron, he's like, I go digital.
And then I was thinking he meant wireless, like a wireless.
Flat iron?
Yeah, but there definitely was a wire. I didn't understand what digital meant.
I didn't get it. And I just, you know, Brittany went all out and she gets them a suite. And she's like, Jax, thank you so much for cheating on me. Let me give you a suite for your birthday. Look, we even got a pool. And it keeps going on about Reiki. And she's like, look at me, Jax. I'm in a thong with no. First off, it's like, Brittany, just put clothes on. Like, put a bathing suit on. Right? Mm-hmm. But she's in her thong. She's like, Jax, don't I look good? And he's like, so Kelsey is so great.
You could tell he was like his body language to her. Like, I mean, he gave her like a peck, but she was in the mood throwing herself at him. And he was like, not that interested.
She was like wrapped herself like a pretzel, like put her legs behind her head. She's like, here you are, Jax. He's like, I just love when Kelsey taps on my forehead. Every tap.
This is like the classic case, like, of a girl trying too hard. Like, he's not attracted to it anymore because it's too easy.
Yeah.
Well, the hunters.
But also, it should be easy because they've been together and they are together. And as Lala would say, like, this is a decision. You are together. How do you feel about that?
The fight at the end?
Yeah.
I mean, Lala's found her voice this season, that's for sure. And she really has been the voice of reason.
Wait, also, why is nobody commenting in that group about Jax's 7x too large shirt that he wore? He was, like, going for, like, the Justin Bieber fuckboy look. But he's just so fat now that it – did you notice it?
No.
Okay, it was, like, very long. And then, like, on the sides, it, like, hung down a little bit lower. It just was like this look that's like, Jax, you don't look good anymore. Like, you don't look good.
No, he doesn't look
like
good.
You are not season one, Jax.
No.
Okay. Before we get into Summer House, let's just quickly.
Wait, I feel like I missed some points.
Oh, did I? Sorry. I scrolled
What
too
about
far.
Like making bartender drinks in a construction zone? Like, what? They were trying so hard. The Tom Toms?
Oh, sorry. I thought we were still in Mexico. Oh, my God. Like, Lisa, please stop inviting them to this. Oh, also, wait. Big news.
It's opening this summer.
May 2018, I heard. May.
We can go when I'm there.
Yeah. So, guys, when we do our night out, we're going to Sur and we're going to go to Tom Tom. They're walking distance from each other. This is very exciting. Sure. I'm sorry. I don't mean to skip around. That was rude of me. I just scrolled way too far on my notes.
Okay. Here. So, May 2. Okay. So, you guys, that June, we're hitting June the 12th, a Tuesday, is the
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about range stretching, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free. With Way, you can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Night out in LA. Mm-hmm. Book your tickets.
Whoever made the event on the Facebook group, can you please update the information for us? I think it was Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
Yes. So thank you. If you don't mind doing that for us, we would love it so much. Why, like, when Lisa's like, it's a construction site, why are they doing this? And they're like, Lisa, mom. It's like, do you remember when you were a kid? Like, I remember I used to play the viola because my mom would make me play an instrument and she would have like a dinner party.
A viola? Oh, wow. That's not how I would pronounce it, but I didn't play it. So.
Tomato, tomato, Mary.
Okay.
And like she'd have people over and I'd be like, I remember we had this like little step to like the front door. So I would get on it and I would play it and I'd
that
like
was
make
performance center.
Yeah, it was my stage. And I would play and they'd be like, okay, great. Like go off now, little girl. I'm like, one more song. And I keep just like doing it. And I'm like, that is the Toms. The difference was I was 8. And they're 38.
That's my day every day.
Kids just performing.
Kids showing me stuff that they've done all day long.
Right, but these are kids that are young enough to do it. These guys are like, Lisa, look at this drink I made. It's the hottest ghost pepper in the entire world.
Like, it's scorpion. Well, it's you.
Yeah, I say like, I've
scorpion chili. It's the hottest pepper.
I was like, all right. And it's like,
actually, the drink sounded good. Like, I'm excited to try it.
Yeah, it just, you didn't need to do it in the construction zone. Like, they had coolers.
I know. And they were trying so hard. They're like 14-year-old boys.
Right, but like, Tom Schwartz, like, had nothing really to contribute. So he's like, I'll shake the chili flakes.
What is Tom Schwartz going to contribute?
Nothing!
Wearing...
No, he's going to come up to you, and he's going to come up, and his hair's going to be in his face, and he's going to take his hand, and he's going to push it away from his forehead, and he's going to be like, you guys, like, thanks so much for coming to TomTom, like, oh, yeah, you should go to the bar and get a drink, they're great, like, yeah, say hi to Sandoval when you're there, he's my best friend.
How can we go to the opening party? That should be another goal of ours.
Okay.
Come on.
I'll try.
Set your goals high.
That's what you're supposed to set the goals for me, and then I just try to achieve them.
Okay. So that's another goal of ours.
Okay.
Get invited to opening night.
Okay. What other points did you need to talk about? How Sheen is an asshole and basically was like, I brought Adam along to give Brittany a confidence boost. And James was the voice of reason being like, you're an asshole.
Yeah, calling Sheena out.
And James,
and then, but what? I also Sheena like admitting that Brittany said that she would make out with him,
because Sheena's a bad person.
Yeah,
and then
I also the other point was just like I felt so bad for Brittany that Jax didn't know what she wanted to be when she grew up.
Also, she's a grown up.
Does she have a college degree?
Great question.
Can you Google that for me?
Yeah.
But Jack's not remembering what she wants to do. And then I.
But also, she's never mentioned it.
There was a big leap between peer tutoring and helping kids with mental disabilities. That's a big jump.
Yeah. So apparently, Brittany went to Eastern Kentucky University.
Did she graduate, or is this another Sheena Shea situation? Are we going to have to get to call the admissions committee?
let me see.
Good for her. At least I like loved that she had like a true ambition and an ambition to help others.
Right, but like just do it then.
I think she should be really good at it.
Oh yeah, I mean she can handle Jack, so. I mean, truthfully, like, if you can handle Jax.
I could go somewhere with that, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, just don't do it. But yeah. Okay, now can we move on?
Yeah. And since we're talking about Summer House, let's talk about how you've been uncarled.
I'm over Carl, everyone. Everyone told me I was crazy when I thought I got Carled, but I'm over him. He's an asshole.
He was writing you DMs. I was like, Courtney, he's just being mean. And you're like, I can't tell yet. I'm like, no, I'm being mean.
But he was like reaching out to us. Like, he reached out to us, which is like the weird thing.
He's a dick.
It's like, stop talking to us. Like, we don't. And then he'd be like, and I'm like, he's like, you know, you're really bad at DMing. I'm like, I think you're kind of being an asshole. And he's like, no, I'm being really funny. I'm like, but I still love a meet. But apparently Kyle and Amanda, like, the whole cast really doesn't like him. So am I seeing something wrong?
Do we think Summer House is going to get a third season?
Yes.
I actually think it's not.
You think it's not? Interesting.
No.
Why do you think that?
I love Lindsay's hair right now. She has this storm look.
So she got her boob job last week.
Right. And so she got fake boobs. She's got platinum blonde hair.
She's basically Marilyn.
She's a different person.
And they taped the reunion today, I believe.
I couldn't even remember last year if there was a reunion. Was it just in the clubhouse?
So I think this year they did it. They were doing it in New York. So I assume it's in the clubhouse. But it's like, nothing really happened on this season. So, like, what is there to really, like, they basically just got drunk, fought, and then made up the next day. Like, there was nothing, like, what are we going to talk about? Carl's three balls?
There's something missing.
I think it's because we don't have all week to see them. Like, we need to
miss a lot of time.
Yeah, so, like, the fight you had.
We need them to live there for 2 months.
Yeah, so the fight you had the weekend before, you're like, I'm not going to let it get to me the next weekend because I'm only here for 2.5 days, so I'm going to party. So, like, all these fights just go by the wayside. Like, you need to take us back to New York City. Like, I want Summer House and like we've said, winter apartment, fall condo.
I heard idea for a hub house and follow her PR team, the interns and stuff.
Yeah, like a Kelly Catrone show.
Mm-hmm.
Kel on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I love that show. Or, like, wasn't there, there was, like, another one. There was, like PR Girls, like, or something.
The Hills. Those, yeah. That, like, woman that was so mean at Vogue.
Yeah. Wasn't that the same one, Kelly Catrone?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they gave her a spinoff on Bravo. Yeah. But, yeah, so that's why it's, like, there's not that much that happens. But Kyle was kind of a dick this week.
He admitted to being a dick on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, this cast likes to do a lot of apologies on Instagram.
I actually think Carl does know his role as a villain. And it's like, that's the thing. The reason why these shows work is because you need a villain. Lisa Rinna has recognized that. She's done that for 2 seasons. Mm-hmm. Now it's time for a new villain.
An Erica.
So, yeah.
And
so, or Dorit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Summer House's villain is Carl.
Right.
And really it's just being awkward with him now. I felt bad for Carl this week because I didn't like the way that he had to ask to have a slumber party when, like, everyone else.
Right.
Shit.
Right. I agree. It's like, who gives a shit? And also that girl that he brought over was so desperate. She literally posted on her Instagram, was like, I'm so lucky to have met you and to have the opportunity to film with you.
Thirsty.
It's like, wow, could you put your tongue back in your mouth and put your tits back in your bra? You're not that cool. And, like, Carl's not a prize.
No.
Sorry. He's just not. So I didn't like that.
I did like the, like, kind of the opening, and it was just like, Kyle was like, or Amanda was like, Kyle, you were embarrassing last night. Kyle's like, did she even get the flowers?
I'm like, oh, God. It's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
But he was really bad. But it's like you said on Kate Casey's podcast when we were on it last week. Subtle hint if you haven't listened already. You know when you were saying, shit, now I lost my thought. Oh, how
that
you don't
he's
like
not going to turn 35 and just like miraculously change or what?
No, like you were saying, like with social media, you know all of this stuff. So it's like next week it looks like they break up. It's like we know in real time that they're still together. So it's like, okay, great. You right. know what I mean? Like,
I feel like they moved in together.
They are.
Even though this whole episode was about how they didn't move in. How, well, that's why she's so upset because he doesn't want to move in with her. I feel bad for her because she is trying to make it work so hard and it's totally on his accord.
But
it's
also,
like, guess what, Kyle? You have to do some things that you don't like sometimes.
I don't think it's that big of a deal, though. I don't think it's that big of a deal that they've only been, like, dating officially since, like, last summer.
Yeah, a year.
So it's been a year. Like, I don't think it's that crazy. He just saw what happened with Lindsay and Everett.
Right.
Like, I don't think it's that crazy.
I think it's just, like, different in New York finding an apartment. You have to get a broker. You have to – it's, like, a big financial strain. And
but, like, she doesn't have to move.
She knows, and it's, like, she has to wait another year for her to move in, like, with him.
But the thing is, I don't think that's actually true because, like you said, like, there's so – it's so in high end demand in New York to find a place that I'm sure you could sublease it like so easily, you know, like if you really needed to. However, I think that she puts up with a lot of shit. Brittany should take lessons from her though, because she puts Kyle in her place.
Yes. Yes. I mean, basically they fought over him. He kicked over a water bottle, but thought
that she did it.
Yeah.
And she was like, you did it. And he's like, how dare you? Summer should be fun. Amanda's
Summer
not fun.
Should be fun. And I don't think I'm going to marry you.
That was harsh. I felt bad. Because it was like, you know, they've been drinking. And he says that. And you're like, oh my God. And then she's been drinking. And she's like, what the fuck just happened?
If you say another word, I don't want to see you for the rest of the night. I was like, oh God.
Like, this is going to be like, somebody give him pasta. He needs to sober up over there. Like, I'm worried.
But then another heartbreaking moment was Steven. Everyone's been in this position before. This all happens to me all the time.
Wait, Steven also, okay, I'm sorry. I think he overreacted.
No, I think it was more like, okay, sometimes you make a plan with someone and then you're like, expect them to text you and say, hey, yeah, you're so coming at 7, right? And you just want like reassurance. And then he reached out to him and he didn't hear from him till 9 o'clock. He should already be at the party. So why would you want to go to the party? This totally happens.
Yeah, but after a few drinks, it's like magnified where you're like, that fucker doesn't even want to see me ever again his entire life. And it's like, we always assume that people are like purposely ignoring us and they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like I have a million friends. It was like was it his birthday party or something?
It was like a bonfire party.
Yeah. That you have like all these people that you're like, I don't even know what time it is. And like, I've just dated, like we've been dating for 2 weeks. So like come, but I just thought you were also going to come.
I know, but 2 hours not to answer your phone, please.
Also, it's like, Steven, get rid of the Birkenstocks. I cannot be on the Birkenstock train.
Agreed. Do you think he goes to the party?
Yes. Yes, I think so. What did you think about, so like single Lindsay, when Everett is not in the picture, I enjoy single Lindsay and the polo players.
Oh my gosh. And that guy was like, all right, bye.
She's like, see you never. But if
thanks for the one night.
If I have to watch Lauren make out with that guy, he literally told her to put her tongue back in her mouth. If a guy ever told me that, I would just, like, cut my tongue out.
Die. And then she also went on that, like, awkward group date, blind date.
Oh, yeah. What was that? And who's Brannon? So my friend said that...
It's like two guys with beards.
Yeah, I couldn't tell them apart. It's like, they just swiped right on a Bumble and were like, come to this belly dancing thing with us. And then Lauren probably was like, is there a way for me to take my tit out?
Why does she want to be an exhibitionist?
Like,
maybe she's trying to do Playboy.
They don't even do nudes anymore. And is it in existence since Hugh died?
Oh yeah, R.I.P.
Is it?
I'm sure.
But so something I noticed on this Anne and Vanderpump. Did you notice the tequila bottle?
Yeah, they both had the same tequila bottle.
So I also noticed, and I don't know why I remember this fun fact, but last year on Summer House, when Amanda and Kyle like kind of got back together and Amanda brought a bottle of tequila to like thank everybody for letting her stay there, it was that same bottle.
Interesting. I heard that tequila, that specific tequila, is like sold at the airport in Cancun. They have like a whole store.
But I also heard it's like $80.
I've never even seen that kind.
I've never even.
I only drank Patron.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I was like, wow.
I only drink house. I'll take the well tequila, please. but for real. I'm not kidding.
But only Tito's vodka.
Yes. And we also this week saw more of Danielle and Amit. Okay. Again, I'm going to say, Danielle, I don't find her that attractive. She pulls hot guys, though.
I know. Do you think it's like she's has this like sexy Latina vibe going?
Yes. Yeah. Like she's like a fiery little Latina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I can't figure it out because I'm like, I just don't think she's like that pretty. People definitely like are into her.
She's pulling some ass, so good for her. Mm-hmm. I mean, she doesn't have a job, but she's pulling guys.
I also thought it was interesting when they went, like, four of them went to like a burger place, or five of them went to a burger place, and like Steven's still pissed at Carl. Carl's like all excited for Steven about things, and Steven's like not even looking at him, just talking to the person next to him.
He's like, I'm sitting across from you, but I won't acknowledge you. Yeah, you're asking about my family. Fuck off.
Yeah, and then, so then there's the threesome at the house. And did you
see? Yeah, kind of, interesting. I mean, they actually propositioned him for a threesome.
And he was like, ha, 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 ha. But, so did you see, there's a Page Six article this week, and they were saying how, so this place that's, like, I guess frequented a lot in the Hamptons, it's called the Surf Lodge.
Okay.
They banned Summer House from filming there, but people are still doing shots of like when they're like their camera, like, you know, when we see them out,
that was Lauren's camera phone with the polo players.
Yeah. But you know, like when we see them out and they have, it's like all camera, it's not good quality. It's because they're taking video on their camera, on their phones, and they're giving it to producers. So Surf Lodge is now like pissed that they're still being used on the show, even though they've said that they can't film there.
Oh my God. That's so dramatic.
So drama. And I don't understand why. I think like, does the Hamptons not want to skew younger?
They're already like, it's too crowded.
I guess. It just seems weird.
Agreed. Agreed.
Okay. What else do we need to be discussing on this?
I think I'm done with Summer House.
Me too. Before we go into Beverly Hills, can we do our reviews?
Absolutely.
Okay. So we were talking about Vanderpump, you know, I just had to fall into it. That's why we didn't get to these. So I just want to read a quick review because they're so hilarious. This one is Satchels of Gold, 5 stars. And it's from Danner with 5 R's. 5 R's, 5 stars, 18. I thought no one could be as Bravo obsessed as me until I found this podcast. The only thing funnier than their episode recaps is their hilarious impressions. This podcast is like a weekly bitch fest with your girlfriends and wine. Keep up the awesome work, ladies. Hashtag rotten hail. Hashtag clip. Hashtag send it.
Okay. This is by Sammy V. 5 stars only, people. Otherwise, you can't rotten hail. If I could have added a 6 bar... If I could have added a 6 star specifically because of your Britney impersonation, I would. You guys are seriously the best, and I look forward to a new episode every week. P.S. How about getting together with Ben and Ronnie from Watch What Crappens for a crossover episode? We have been chatting with Watch What Crappens, so
working on it. Stay TBD. Tuned. Stay tuned. Okay. So I've realized that we're like 15 episodes into this season of Beverly Hills and literally nothing has happened.
Fashion has happened. Gucci fanny packs have happened.
It's like, who wore one? Dorit wore one. Kyle wore one. And the problem is, like, I love a good fanny pack. Like, I have, like, three
they're
of them.
They're actually super convenient to wear, like, at a festival, Beta Breakers.
Yeah, they're great.
You should come up for Beta Breakers. No. I haven't done that in a long time.
Last time I did it with you, I ended up, remember, it's very timely to Jax being a Peter Pan that
I was Wendy.
Yeah, we did. Did we talk about this before?
I think we did.
And I had to be John the brother.
Right.
And everyone thought I was a huge lesbian. Which is fine, except that I'm not. I just and I had to wear a top hat.
Yeah, you look good. No. It's May 20th if you want to come.
I'm busy.
No, you're not. I'm busy. Stop being lame.
I'm busy. I'm supposed to be up there the next weekend anyways.
For what?
Bottle Rock.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not going anymore. Okay, moving on. Anyways, what I wanted to say about fanny packs is they're a great accessory. However, Dory and Kyle are not cool enough to pull them off.
Dorit was literally walking around her house in high heels and a Gucci fanny pack.
It's like, Dorit is just living off the credit. That, like, when do they go under? When do they max out on all their credit cards?
When are they moving out of that house?
Well, I did see, so a few things I saw this week. Erica Jane said that it costs $40,000
to be her,
a month. Dorit
and Wendy Williams.
Yeah, and then Dorit and PK are probably stoked because Boy George is going on tour with the B-52s.
Mm.
So that must be where they're getting their next income. What do you think about that? Do you think they will go on tour? Do you think it'll be Jagger, Mummy, and Daddy? Fifi Clean!
Jagger, I must have saw an Insta story of him today, like in like he was in the bathtub and
no, that was on the show.
Oh. He's pretty cute. I feel like he is the apple of her eye.
He is.
Maybe
really
it's like
cute.
The firstborn thing.
Maybe. Or just like she likes boys better. Remember when she told Erica, like, isn't it just great having boys? And it's like, Dorit, you have a daughter too. She's like, who?
There's no boys. It's a boy.
Yeah. I just love having boys. That Fifi Nava. Ugh. Bevy.
Cinderella.
It's just, so Teddy calls Dorit and like apologizes, and Dorit refuses to take the apology.
Well, also though, I get like Dorit's just like exhausted by this. She's like,
are you on team Dorit?
No, I just get like, I think this was a little much. She didn't have to call and apologize again. She's admitting her mistake and owns it, but I was kind of just over this apology. And Dorit was too.
Oh, see, I thought it was nice that she did it. And I think she was just trying to, like, save face because I think she realized she shouldn't have done it.
All right.
I don't know. It's like, Dorit, what do you know? What do you need?
This episode sealed in for me that Teddy will get next season.
Yeah, I think she's coming back.
They need one more girl.
I think she's coming back too.
It would be nice kind of though if LVP left and they got in like one more new girl. I don't think we need LVP anymore.
I don't think LVP will ever leave. LVP won't leave unless Kyle leaves the same season.
She wants to be the matriarch.
Yeah, she's not about it. And LVP tried to come for Erica this episode. About my pink dog. You didn't anything about pink dog. And Erica's like, I didn't even know.
Well, okay, wait. The pink dog heart attack was like obviously a big part of the show. And
it's very depressing.
Everyone has lost an animal. It's so sad. I mean, they're part of your family, but I couldn't believe how much airtime they gave this.
There's nothing happening this season. This is why.
The dog funeral was like the highlight of the episode. I was like, and poor Ken, I mean, I felt awful for them, but
like you didn't need to see it.
Ken's blaming himself. I'm like, this, I mean, relatable story, but / no one cares.
Everybody cares, but we don't need 20 minutes. We don't need 20 minutes. Yes. Goodbye, pink dog.
I mean, but the other highlight was Lois. 89. I want to look that good at 89. What has she done? What kind of face work?
I don't know. I mean,
facelift.
I don't know, because it's like, look, all of these women, listen, all of these women are poster children, poster ladies about aging well. It's like, look at Ramona. She's 60. She looks like that. Like, Lois is 89.
Okay, let's think about it. We know Tamara's done a facelift.
Yeah, I think that they
she admitted it.
Listen, Vicky not aging so well. She kind of looks like the Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters in her face.
There's a fine balance between, you know, you don't want to be Brandy Granville Sheena. You want to be Kris Jenner.
Yes. You want Rinna.
Lois, 89.
Yes, I totally agree.
And then she had a stroke? I was like, what?
Oh, that made
She's so spunky.
Well, I liked when she said, like, I had this stroke and it's made me more positive. Like, I'm super happy all the time. You know, even when my husband passed away, like, I didn't feel as sad as I thought that I would be. You know, she's just, like, living her life.
Living in the moment, being positive, and ordering French toast.
Okay. Now, please.
We saw so many orders this episode, and I love seeing what these women eat.
Okay. Also, what killed me, though, is they went to Tarte. It's like, Tarte.
West Hollywood.
Again, I don't know why they're so. This is like the second time that they've been on Fairfax in Beverly Hills. When they went to Plan Check, when Dorit never showed, that was on Fairfax. Tarte. This place is like right across from the Grove. They have this thing where if you jump in the pool with all your clothes on, shoes included, like everything, you can get your meal for free.
Oh, I'd probably do that.
But like, I had my birthday brunch there last year. Like, I don't like
these. They're too accessible, these places.
Yeah, Beverly Hills. Like, you need to be going somewhere that I cannot afford.
Yeah.
Or that I can afford, but I'm splurging.
Well, but you can't afford their Gucci fanny packs. Like, when Kyle wore that to get a veggie burger that she didn't touch, and I couldn't believe she didn't say no bun.
I didn't even notice. But it's like,
and then I couldn't believe that Teddy ordered a chopped salad. I'm like, oh, she's eating bacon and egg.
Well, what did you think about Teddy's makeup?
The blush.
Oof. It was like gray. So, I have a confession to make.
Sure.
When I saw that, I was like, that's the Anastasia contour stick. How do I know? I, too, own that one. And it's gray! It's gray! But so, like, what Teddy's makeup artist clearly didn't do is, like, you have to put that on, you contour with it, and then you have to put a color on top of it.
Big mistake.
Huge. Like, it was like so gray. I felt bad because I think Teddy's actually gorgeous.
Yeah. And I think we're going to see more of her. And I loved her Erica Jane impression.
What was it like?
So she turned into Erica Jane, but what exactly did she say?
She's like, don't you ever. Don't tell me what to do.
Don't you talk about my son.
Don't you ever. Also, what do you... Okay, here's a real talk question. Mm-hmm. Is Erica Jane on the down? Is her stock depleting?
I've said this a couple weeks ago.
I know, but now...
She's too on her high horse. Like, also, like, she's lucky the girls laughed when she said she invited the girls to Berlin and said she would blow all their husbands.
Yeah, because you know if that was Brandy Glanville, they'd be like, how dare Brandy say she's going to put her mouth near my husband's penis?
Was that Lisa?
I'm not sure.
How dare they?
How dare they? When she was like, I'm going to do a really not British thing and, like, give you a hug. And I was like, Erica Jane, you're inherently cold.
But
that was PK. Erica's like, that?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Erica's like in her girl coat right now. Girl cult. You know,
what
she's
was that?
Okay. So I felt so uncomfortable by the moderator.
Oh my God, so much so.
I was like, and I'm like all about empowering women and like Kimora Lee Simmons, Tyra Banks. I think that's really great. And they're teaching, you know, be a cool girl, boss bitch, lift women up. And then I'm like, but the moderator, I was like, why are you in a crop top and a mini skirt?
Not
dress for your body. I mean, you're a beautiful woman and you can, but people are staring at the wrong thing right there.
Not even that, but it's like you have this thing and you're supposed to be, and you're accessible but presentable. It's like, why are you wearing a visor? Like, where's your fanny pack? Like, that is just not, it's not an appropriate outfit. Like, if you
want. She was wearing a fanny pack, too.
Oh, my God, she was. No.
She was.
It's just, I think, if you're the moderator, like, your guests are the stars, and the spotlight should be on them. So you should be wearing something more demure that doesn't make you stand out as much. I did not appreciate that. But you know what? Let's uplift women like Erica does.
Sure.
Which is great.
Putting down Teddy.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which is intimidating Teddy. But let's talk about Rebecca the clairvoyant.
Okay.
I felt a little weird that Portia was going to see her. I don't know why I felt weird about that.
And then she's like, my youngest client's 4 years old. I'm like, no.
No.
What do you...
Phone calls from heaven. Heaven knows her number.
She's like, 1-800-HEAVEN. It's me, Rebecca.
Courtney has her phone up to herself right now. But yeah, heaven, you know, heaven has technology, guys.
It's like... Okay.
Nobody was believing any of her shit. And then she admitted to reading Twitter.
Well, yeah, she's like, I'm seeing a pink dog. And they're like, oh my God, her dog just died. She's like, and I saw it because I logged onto Twitter yesterday and you posted about it. Do you believe, I mean, sorry, let me collect myself. You believe in all this kind of stuff.
I do like this. I like the idea of this stuff. I'm kind of like Lisa Rinna with this stuff. Like, I like to think that people are watching over me, and I clearly have many guardian angels.
Except for when it comes to Ubers.
I have never been in a really bad situation. So, but I like to believe in spirits and ghosts, and I'd like to think that people are talking to her. However, I don't think this clairvoyant was a good one.
No,
I mean, John Lennon and Marilyn Monroe are all at this party. No.
Yeah, no. And the dogs were there. And like when she said to Teddy, she's like, there's a girl. And Teddy's like, oh, and I'm like, there's literally thousands, millions of girls. And she's like, and like she passed away. It's like, okay, in the past 35 years, has one woman girl passed away in my life?
Totally.
It's like they give they know how to read context clues.
Right, right, right.
When Lisa Rinna was like, Francis? Like, well, my dad's name's Frank.
Right.
It's like, well, okay, I'm just going to say, like, is there anyone here who knows of
John?
Of a Jacqueline? It's like, no, but I do know a Donald.
Right.
It's like, oh, okay, yeah, that's what I'm reading. That's the energy I'm getting. Okay. It's like,
I do think that Tyler on E! The Medium, I think he's good.
Okay, I did watch an episode of that, and I was fascinated by him.
I think he's pretty pure, though. You can tell the ones that...
What's the scribble thing he does, though?
That's just his way of getting out his energy and his thoughts and just feeling movement, I think.
But you're telling
it's
me...
It's like his nervous tick.
You're telling me he has no idea who he's about to... Like, he has no idea who these people are?
I like to hope he doesn't.
It just seems... I don't know. It just seems like with the way that technology is these days, it's very easy to figure things out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I just know, like, I know people that have gone to a medium that it's wild. Like, a good one.
I mean, I will try it, but I only want them to tell me good things.
Yeah, you can ask them that.
Like, don't tell me anything bad.
I got a girl.
You got a girl?
I got a girl.
Okay, great, great, great. Okay. So, I guess now we're going to Berlin.
Erica's story about being a prince.
Oh my God. And
like the kidnapped prince
in the basement of a ship. And okay, when they all went to everybody's talking heads, I was crying. Eduardo Jane.
And then Renna's just like, I mean, I'm like a farmer or a prisoner or like a whore.
Yeah. Kyle's like, I was a tall, dark, and handsome man. She's like, I can't be a prince. But the best was when the clairvoyant said, she's like, Erica, you have a deep history with Spain. And she's like, yep, I was a little boy.
I know.
I didn't even follow it until everybody was like making fun of her. And I was like, I don't. What's happening? Like, what?
No, this is no. What's her name?
Dubois. Allison Dubois. She's like, know that. What if Erica Jane just literally brought...
Your husband will never emotionally fulfill you.
She's like, oh, have you been married twice? Kyle's like, yeah. She's like, oh, well, good for you. It's your last one. And if Mauricio dies, you can have John Turturro.
The number one hottest Bravo celebrity, according to March Madness.
March Madness, but we all know who really won. Steve Gold!
Justice for Gold.
Justice for Steve Gold. I'm still salty. I'm salty about everything.
I get it. I get it. So basically, we're going to go to Berlin. Looks like a whole bunch of nothing still happens.
It's just this season sucks.
Yeah.
This season sucks. This is like, this is kind of like how OC was. OC sucked, and then we got all this shit that happened right after with the divorces and all of this stuff that, like, OC is going to be lit next season. This better happen for Beverly Hills, too.
Well, we know we can count on Luann and Sonia and Ramona and Bethany and Carol and Tinsley.
Only 2 more weeks.
Yay!
Wait, that's probably wrong math.
No, April 4th.
Okay, 2 more weeks. Do we have anything else to talk about?
No. So we'll podcast next Friday.
Yes.
As I come back from DC and catch up on all things Bravo. And then the following week, we're going to try to have a guest.
Yes. I'll try to do some like live stories next week to hold you guys over.
I'll do some Mexico stories.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have Mary will still call in. I'm going to make Mary send us a voice note of things that have happened.
Sure.
Because I think that's necessary. Join our Facebook group if you haven't yet. The Jury Speaks.
June 12th, CNLA.
Yes. And
5-star reviews.
Perfect. All right. Until next week. Adios.
Bye-bye.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but 5 times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.